This is the Great Destinations radio show. Now, have you ever thought about going to Iceland? Most visitors to that country tend to travel in the summertime when the weather's better, but not Paul Kozak. He told his friends that anybody can go south in the winter. I want to go true north. Well, Paul joined me to talk about his book, which recounts his experiences.
I was surprised at how dark it was. It had stayed dark till 10 or 11 a.m. It did seem bleak, but not in a lunar way, as I had expected. The downtown is a relatively small, very accessible area. It kind of reminded me of a small fishing village you would find in Ireland. Pastel-colored houses, very much less of a city feel than I thought.
And you went to Iceland's, or maybe Reykjavik's, oldest restaurant.
They claim that it is, yes, Prikkid, P-R-I-K-I-D. Picture it being sort of like a bar where people might sit and drink all day, a little bit like a writer's hangout, and a little bit like a diner, like an American-style diner. I did enjoy it there, and I had my first sampling of skyr, and it's a nice, thick, tasty type of yogurt. It was excellent.
Is there enough to do in the evening if you're staying there for a couple of nights, three or four nights, say?
Reykjavik is rather famous for its club life and its nightlife, and I only saw a little of that. I wasn't there on a weekend, but as early as a Thursday night, my last night there, there was a bit of a different vibe, and you could see people more at the clubs. A coffee shop, for example, somewhat converts into a pub at night.
During his trip, Paul took the popular Golden Circle Tour. That's a 300-kilometer loop from Reykjavik into the center of the country.
But really, within a few minutes out of the capital city, you feel as if you're in the mountain regions. I mean, there's a continental rift in there, and you stand at these little viewing boardwalks, these decks, and just look as far as the eye can see. It was all snow-covered, mountains in the background, glaciers, I'm sure, some of them, rivers and lakes, and just wonderful.
Is it kind of Grand Canyon-ish?
Not as much as I thought. I thought some of the escarpments and valleys would be even more dramatic. The landscape more panoramic, you know, more the kind of thing where you could see for, who knows, 60 miles. More like that, with great mountains in the background or seeing mountains in every direction. The tour ends at Geysir, G-E-Y-S-I-R. The thing shoots into the air, whatever, 50 or 75 feet every 6 to 8 minutes or whatever it is, and all these bubbling cauldrons with smaller springs and hot springs. Iceland is, you know, land of fire and ice. That's one of the things that makes it interesting.
Paul Kozak's book, Lost and Found in Iceland, is available on Amazon.